Matthew introduces his gospel by recalling the beginning of the grand story of the Bible. The word genealogy that we have in the NIV is from the Greek noun genesis, or beginnings. Matthew's expression, the book of the genealogy, serves as a heading for the genealogy that follows, as well as an introduction for the entire story. We have a new beginning with the arrival of Jesus, Messiah, and the kingdom of heaven. So Matthew's gospel harks back upon a long history of anticipation within Israel. His recounting elucidates how Jesus' life and ministry fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament prophets. Matthew's opening words had special significance to those in his audience with a Jewish background, who traced their ancestry through the covenants God made with Israel. The name Jesus was a common Jewish name that meant Yahweh saves. From the outset, Matthew calls Jesus Messiah. The Greek is Christos, which meant anointed one. The designation harks back to David as the anointed king of Israel's past and was associated with the covenant promise of an anointed one who would be the hope for Israel's future. Matthew also calls Jesus the son of David, the descendant from David's royal lineage who would reestablish the throne in Jerusalem and the kingdom in Israel. Jesus' third designation is the son of Abraham, recalling the covenant promise God made with the father of Israel to bless the nation as his chosen people and to bless all the nations through Abraham's line. Jews kept extensive genealogies as records of family descendants to establish a person's heritage, their inheritance, their legitimacy, and their rights. Matthew gives Jesus ancestry through Joseph's line to demonstrate that he is the legal heir to the covenant promises linked to David's throne. And he is the legal heir to the covenant promises linked to Abraham's seed and the land. Jesus is legally qualified to claim the title of Messiah. And in a striking manner, Matthew includes five women in Jesus' genealogy. There's Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, and Mary. Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles, and Tamar and Rahab and Bathsheba were women associated with questionable moral behavior. Jesus' royal lineage, therefore, is comprised of men and women, Jews and Gentiles, adulterers and prostitutes, and heroes. Jesus is Messiah who saves all. Now, another feature of the Gospels that's important to note is that they wrote on two levels. When the Gospels of the New Testament are compared with other writings of antiquity, one well-known characteristic comes to the light. The authors wrote the Gospels on two specific levels, or, as some call them, horizons. One level was the historical presentation of Jesus, and the other level involved a perspective on Jesus that addressed the needs and concerns of the evangelist's own audience. On both of these levels, the evangelists were intending either